Welcome, listeners, to Episode 3 of Fictional Heroism's Sink or Swim arc. In our previous episode, the coffee crew had split up, with Peaches and Wesley managing to save an old man from drowning himself in the local lake, while Alistair and Vivian checked out the local Ashwood Society and found out there was more going on than just a simple lake deciding to flood the town. We will be running some one-shots after this arc, largely because we want to make sure we can schedule things correctly with Susanna from Thornvale, so we can finish the arc with a grand old bang. If you enjoyed what you've heard, please leave us a review on Podchaser or your podcast app of choice. We really would appreciate it, and it'll help us grow and figure out just what works for our show. And, you know, you can help direct the show and that show that you love, then point them in the right direction. Our promo for this week is Redgate and Wolf, a unique two-person Monster of the Week actual play podcast that follows a sassy thief and a Scottish werewolf as they get into all kinds of trouble. They have a channel on the Cast Junkie server, so if you listen to it and enjoy it, join up on the Cast Junkie server and let them know what you think.
Is this thing on?
Can't you see the red light? God, how bad are your eyes?
I can see the red light, but no one said to talk.
Hi, I am Marie Redgate, and this is...
Angus McRae.
And we fight monsters, because those are real.
The boogeyman that you fear, they're real. That thing under your bed, it's also real. But we're here to fight them.
Kick their ass, but, you know, that's close enough.
Do you even really think we should be doing this?
I mean, who would believe a couple of monster hunters from a little town called Hendrix, which we're stuck in, thanks to you?
Thanks to me?
I would have been gone a long time ago if I still had a car.
But I guess you shouldn't have drove it off a bridge.
We interrupt this bickering to inform you that we are Redgate and Wolf, an actual play Monster of the Week podcast.
Wait. Why is it Redgate and Wolf? Should not be Wolf and Redgate. I do all the work, and as she talked about kicking ass, I do that.
You wouldn't be able to go anywhere to kick ass if I didn't drive you there.
Drive me. You drive me crazy.
Find us on your favorite podcast app now.
So, let's pick up where we left off with Tiff, with where the crew is split and is split a few ways. So our opening scene is on the Kelpie Pond, is currently soaking with rain. Our two intrepid heroes of the scene, soaked to the bone, with an old man, it's like laying off to the side, afraid, tired, confused, and our heroes, in about a little worse for wear from drowning and other various drawbacks. What do they say? What do they do? Is there anything to be done?
I think Wesley just kind of rolls over on his back so he can watch the pond just in case anything else comes out of it. He's nervous about the pond, that they're considering everything they've just dealt with. Like, he almost drowned. Now he thinks that may be a phobia in the future.
It's like, drowning up? I mean, yeah. And Peaches?
Peaches is also just like a little shaken. Because she also almost drowned. But you said the old man just kind of like there, right?
Yeah, he is laying. Yeah, he is barely able to move from the heavy clothing. Kind of quaking because it's a bit cold. Tight, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask if he's okay.
He's just sort of mumbling. His teeth are chattering, and you gather that he is alive, but you're not exactly in the best state.
I think Wesley would speak up and goes, "Hey, Peaches, what the hell was that other thing? I thought we were supposed to be dealing with a kelpie."
I don't know.
Can both of you read a bad situation real quick?
A 9 again. I think when we go check. Let me check.
All right, so you get a question. What's Peaches got?
And it should really just be one of us until like we get an answer.
No, it could be. I mean, both works.
Okay. Well, I would say.
I imagine you're both kind of just keeping your eyes out because adrenaline and whatnot.
I would say I'm gonna ask: are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Yeah, that sea monkey you found is actually right next to you guys. Like, not right next to you. It's about 10-20 feet away, just kind of eyeing you feverishly. It seems confused.
Wesley has a surprise Pikachu face.
Well, you did ask about it.
No, I know, but he's still surprised. He's still surprised that it's like right there. Like, hello?
It sort of like looks up. It just looks you in the eyes. Its face is fairly human. It doesn't appear to be aggressive right now. So I imagine any other reactions? Or are you just going to let it do whatever it's going to do?
I mean, I just feel like Peach's thing would probably just be to call an ambulance.
Yeah, so Peaches is just doing the responsible thing and calling an ambulance, which, yeah. So you start that call up. Is Wesley going to do anything about that? About the unknown creature of unknown intention?
Okay, I think Wesley is going to reach in his pocket and pull out a beef jerky and kind of crawl over, offering it. He's keeping himself low.
So I'll say it sort of approaches, grabs the jerky, and then backs off a bit. It seems to be sticking to the shadows. Or
when it reaches, comes up and close to it, I wanna focus on the face because didn't we see a picture of the kid that disappeared?
Yeah. I think I'll just be a sharp roll.
All right. Sharp. My sharp. That's a 7.
Yeah. If you see, you get sort of a. There's definitely similarities, but you really couldn't be sure. The creature does appear to be sticking closer to you now. As the ambulance is. And it appears to be. It appears to be satisfied? Just sort of appeased? So as you...
I think with that, Wesley is going to slowly take out his phone and text in the group chat goes, I think I found a kid, need magic, ASAP, !!!
It's like, how much text lingo can I put in this emergency call?
Look, Wesley panic. This always sounds panic. You'd expect his.
Not fair enough.
His text would mirror that.
He can't cast magic. I chose telekinesis like a fool. So we need someone else to try the magic. Fix this with magic, because he can't. All he can do is toss the kid into the sea, and that won't do anyone any help.
Yeet the sea monkey.
I mean, fair. Okay.
It's like, bad keeper suggestion. Yeet the sea monkey.
That's a hell of a sentence, too.
I'm not eating the sea monkey.
Back to the point.
Yeah. I think that is a...
Peaches is calling for an ambulance. And we have a sea monkey child thing that
Wesley ET'd
and then texted me and Viv about. So
it's like, yeah. So it's like, I feel like that's a decent place to close that sort of scene. It's like, so, emergency text. But you guys, what's Viv's and Alistair's reaction?
I think if I remember correctly, we were talking with the owner upstairs.
The curator or some such.
Mm-hmm. Right, his son was downstairs, we were upstairs. And I believe we did a look around the room and I found certain photos, or am I remembering the...
Yes, you did.
Okay, so that little nugget's going to be talked about later. I think it would be safe to say that Viv and Alistair look at their phones at the same time. Alistair just kind of goes, "See, monkey kid?" And he just kind of looks at the curator with a questioning glare. Well, not glare, glance. A questioning glance.
What was that? It's just like, what?
I guess our friends just messaged us about...
Apparently the Kelpie's not the only thing.
I imagine a photo is going to be sent at some point.
Yeah, I think Wesley would have also... He would have made sure the flash wasn't on because he didn't want to startle the kid, but he would have taken a photo.
Smart idea.
Yeah, so you just sort of get this... Yeah, so you sort of get a black outline of it with just sort of a glint in its eyes.
Well, that's mildly disturbing.
Yeah, it's not a... It's a fairly perturbing picture because, you know, unlike most supernatural pictures, they're unclear or shaky or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This one just like...
This is downright Mothman shit.
Nah, this is like right up in front of the camera, basically.
And I feel like there'd be a secondary text, please hurry, only have two more jerkies.
God, I don't require context for things like this.
It's like, to be fair, you are very good at handling all of the chaos. All of you.
I think Alistair will turn to the curator and go, "My dear sir, I do believe that we might be talking again later, but it seems our companions require our assistance. Something about a, something or other from the lake? Again? Although not a Kelpie this time." And I do show him the picture.
Yeah. It's like, so... Yeah, so he's just like...
And it would be safe to say that, unless Viv says otherwise, that they would take their leave and go... help Wesley and Peaches.
I'd just say act under pressure just to see how long it takes you to get there.
Hey, that's a 10 plus 11 for me.
Oh, I'll roll. I got an 11 as well. Oh, whatever my cool is.
Hey!
Oh, I got a 12.
Yeah, you do manage to get there with just, like, I think that Tiff's the first one to get there, but Alistair's, you know, quickly behind with shape-changing or whatever he uses. And you get there sort of the ambulance as, you know, as you can sort of hear the ambulance in the distance.
He just runs.
And you just see the... like, and... Well, what do they see? It's been, like, about a few minutes, I'd guess. So, what of Peaches and what of, Wesley?
Peaches just looks waterlogged.
Oh, no.
She just,
Wesley
is... I imagine there is, like, sort of a small shelter area by there that you can sort of, like, maybe, like, a bench with, like, a roof over it.
A gazebo.
Oh, God, it's the mimic gazebo again.
Oh, God, no. Who's going to... Okay, who attacked the... Who's attacking the gazebo, and how long do I have to waste on this gag?
About that long.
Okay, good. Okay, the gag is... That's good. But yeah, so just a waterlogged Peaches. Wesley... I imagine the creature just sort of grabbed your hand and he's just sort of holding it.
Aw.
I almost feel like he's cradling it if it lets him, like, you know, like...
It is not letting him.
Okay, or at least... Or not early, yeah, it's taking his hand. He's doing whatever he can to keep it I think he looks up to the other two just taunted because he, like, I think he's kind of realized as much power as he gets from his role as a vessel, he is absolutely fucked in helping this poor little kid.
Helplessness.
Oh, no.
But yeah, feel free to.
But I will say that he is offering it another, or at least he offered another turkey as soon as it finished the first one.
It is. He's just munching on it happily, so you just have a, you just have like a fish kid, basically. But yeah, so it's only, it's strangely cute, strangely perturbing scene before you.
I think you mean disturbing, but yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Leslie, Peaches, you find the most interesting of things. Would you care to introduce us?
I don't remember. He's like, I don't remember the name from the newspaper, but I think this is the kid that went missing. It was in the water with the Kelpie when we felled the old man.
Oh boy. And I think Alistair actually breaks his coolness and actually goes, oh boy. He just kind of looks to Viv and go, my old friend really sent us on a pickle of a snipe hunt, didn't he?
Seems that way.
Oh.
Would I be able to tell that the jerky supply is running low?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got a text on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so can I roll preparedness for funsies? See if I have some jerky available?
This is... sure.
Pocket jerky.
Oh, I don't have any jerky for the child. I got a 5.
The child.
No jerky for the child. I left it at home.
Yeah. You just, it's like, I mean, yeah, you basically just were like, just forgot to pack snacks today.
I tried.
It's okay. It was worth the try. It's like, so, it's like, check, roll, any rolls to make?
Why are there sirens, my friends? Alistair asks Peaches and Wesley.
You mean the ambulance?
Oh, it's an ambulance.
I feel like at that point, like, the sirens make themselves known as the red and white flashing lights arrive to handle the situation, and it's like, well, everyone was taking note of that, but it's like the sea monkey creature has disappeared into the foliage. You can tell where it went, it's just not out in the open.
Fair, that's fair.
Yeah.
So are we not gonna try to go get it to...
I mean, it doesn't appear to be... well...
Peaches, why don't you handle the emergency technicians? I'm assuming they're here for the old man. And he looks to the old man that they dragged into under the gazebo out of the rain.
Yeah, he's just sort of gibbering and just like, he seems to be talking to something next to him, but you can't see it.
Right. I would like to make a roll. I would like to use magic.
Sure.
That's a 7. So, I mean, at least I didn't miss. Works imperfectly. Choose an effect and a glitch. Okay. Right, I'm going to do one thing that is beyond human limitations, if I may.
It's like, oh, okay, what is this?
I'm going to hypnotize him. Put him to sleep. I just basically want to go...
He's just sort of like... There is just sort of this moment of just calm that just washes over him as you wave your hand and do your...
And sleep.
Yeah.
The glitch, I would say, is of short duration. Basically, if he comes back up... I wanted him out, so the...
Yeah, that the tech...
EMTs didn't think he was crazy, basically.
Yeah, so there's a... I mean, you know, EMTs, they already... I mean, I imagine EMTs are able to handle crazy, but okay, this is... But, you know, if you want to... It's a good thought, so...
The less they have to deal with, and the less that happens to the innocent old man, the better.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's... Yeah, so the EMTs are sort of stopping by, and it's like, they're helping, And of course, you sent Peaches over to talk to them? Just checking?
I did. Yes. I didn't send her. I suggested, because she seems to be a very much people person. And I thought it'd be best if she dealt with them.
Yeah.
That is entirely up to her, though.
Yeah, so...
So, what am I talking to the ambulance people about?
Yeah, they're just sort of like, they're asking the usual questions. What happened? What's going on?
My thought was, since you knew what was going on with the old man, you could cover.
Yeah.
And explain why the EMTs are here for the old man, because Alistair has no idea what's going on. He was inside the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just tell him that the old man almost drowned and needs medical attention.
Yeah, so I'd say just sort of roll, manipulate someone just to draw suspicion away.
Pseudo-deception?
Yeah.
But then again, she's not exactly lying. She's more kind of omitting the truth in this case.
Yeah, it's mostly just sort of to make this... It's sort of to make it go transition smoother if you can.
That's 10.
Hey.
Yeah, they're just sort of getting it, like, easy. It's like, oh yeah, we understand. It's like, these kinds of things happen all the time. I imagine it has something to do with the boat in the water over there.
It's very concerning that this happens all the time, I'm just saying. And then she's gonna look over at the boat.
Well, it's... Yeah, I imagine it must have gotten busted up pretty hard to be in that condition, and you see that there is half of a boat. just drifting and floating aimlessly in the pond.
That is moderately disturbing.
Yeah, it's not a comfortable scene.
I think Alistair is also going to keep an eye on our sea monkey boy to make sure it doesn't make the scene worse.
I mean, it's just kind of... I mean, from what you can gather, it appears to just be ducking out of... It appears to be just trying to avoid the lights. Like, it's found a place behind a tree, and it's kind of just staying there.
Fair enough. Lights and sounds hurt it. Considering it's probably from, you know, deep, dark waters, it makes sense.
Yeah, at least that's what you gather from the large eyes and...
Right.
Pale, just general paleness of it.
I think, as the old man is being loaded into the the ambulance and it drives off, as Peaches returns... She sees Alistair kind of pinch the bridge of his nose and go, "Right, so, time to share stories. Would you two care to start? Because what the hell did we walk in on?" And he just kind of points offsides without looking at the sea monkey creature.
"Well, we saw an old man go into the lake. We went after him. The kelpie attacked, and so did the little sea monkey boy. I launched a man out of the lake, and because I guess he was trying to sacrifice himself or something. And then we barely got out of there. And then when we took a moment to breathe, I saw the kid, and then I was like, and then I couldn't see him real well in the water. I mean, you know, I'm not Aquaman. I can't speak to fish or anything, so I can't in the water. I'm kind of.
I mean that is fair."
"Well, like, I looked, and I was thinking, like, wait, I didn't see in the water, he didn't look human, so then, it clicked, and I thought, okay, what do children like? So I took out the piece of jerky and offered it to him, and came over, and happy with the jerky, and then I texted you."
I Wesley, dear boy, rare is the sentence one hears that makes one go, "What?" Because I will admit, when I think of small children and favorited snacks, beef jerky is not at the top of my list.
"Well, I mean, it's the only snack I have because we never know what we're going to get into these things. I always try to prepare the snack that will survive the most horrific things that our dear friend, the circus keeper, will put us through. I mean, you can't. I mean, it's jerky."
"All right, you have me there. Yeah. Miss Peaches, are you doing okay?"
Yeah, I just almost drowned. I'm fine."
"I rarely find those sentences are actually equitable." And he takes Peaches' hands and puts his hand over hers and goes, "Dear, my dear, sit and relax. Please.
Okay.
You are You are far too entertaining and amusing to lose.
That's all you're worth to us. We're so sorry. Your entertainment value. I mean, it's not like the first time I've almost drowned, but last time I was like saved by a lifeguard and we had like a moment, but yeah, okay.
I was there. You're not wrong.
I mean, you have a boat. The moment was there, I think.
You could always ask Wesley for some jerky. I hear it's wonderful snacks. And he turns back to the sea monkey boy and... All right, come on out. The lights and sirens are gone.
I imagine... Roll manipulate something real quick.
Okay, that is a... 9 plus a... Manipulate someone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is an 11. So... They'll do it for the reason you gave them.
Yeah, so I think it's sort of like... Yeah, so it comes out and it sort of looks around.
I'm basically coaxing a... Basically coaxing a scared animal from their hiding place.
It really... Yeah, it really is. Kind of just like... Yeah, so you sort of get it... Just sort of steps closer, sort of more curious about you.
Don't worry. I won't harm you. I'd like to help.
It's like...
Can I?
Sort of gibbers a bit.
Okay. Good. I'm going to use magic again.
Yeah. Banishing curse, I assume?
Well, no, actually. By the way, I rolled a 10. Although now that you've said that, when he starts gibbering, I'm like, ah, okay. Because one of the abilities for use magic is communicate with something that you do not share a language with.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I think that manages...
So, I want to understand what he's gibbering about and have it understand me a little better, rather than just going off of the calm tone of my voice.
Yeah, it's sort of... Okay, so you can't get clear sentences out of it, but you can get intention. It's like... And it basically says... And you can sort of gather, like, I'm going to give you basically 3 words.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, it's like, changed dark water.
Oh my god, he's from the planet of Myrrh.
Wow, that'll be...
And that, listeners, is a reach of a reference. Double internet kudos to you if you get it.
Google foo. Huh.
No, but Alistair's like, I see. And he looks up to his companions, although you did kind of spoil it when you asked me what my use magic effect was going to be. And Alistair is going to say, my dears, my friends, this creature is but a human cursed.
I feel like Wesley would just kind of stare like that. He feels like, you kind of give a look like, well, yeah, that's what I said.
Answer already got. It's like, your guesses are very good.
Alistair quickly looks at his text message.
Yeah, because I did say, I think I found the child.
I don't remember. Christ, I don't remember what you said.
No, I said, I think I found the child. Need magic help.
Yeah, okay.
Well, your instincts are proving you correct, Wesley. Good job.
Ah, thank you.
Okay. He just looks at the child and rubs his hands together. All right, dear boy, I am going to show you a magic trick. And he's going to bring up his right hand and he's going to wave it around, and with a snap, a playing card is in his hand. The Joker.
Okay.
Ta-da! With his left hand, however, he's going to use magic and, as you hinted at, remove curse.
Yeah, okay, so roll it.
That is a 11 on the dice, and use magic is weird, so that's a 12. So, yeah, 10 plus, magic works without issues. You choose your effect.
Yep.
Banish a spirit or curse from the person, object, or place it inhabits.
Yeah, so you watch as his eyes sort of flutter shut, and the scales and other features come off.
Catch him.
It's like, and he's just, yeah, and... I assume Wesley's nearest person. Yeah, you managed to catch him.
Yeah, Wesley's gonna catch him.
Yeah. So you managed to catch
him. Okay.
So, yeah. So, and he is no worse for wear. And, you know, aside from, you know, torn up, the clothes being a bit torn and, torn and being, you know, exhausted, it's still there. It's all there. And he's got all his fingers and toes and, you know, no extra gills or breathing apparatuses. So, yeah.
Do we have a dry coat or something we could wrap him in?
I imagine you might have a spare or a poncho or something. Like, just in your truck or whatever.
Yeah. Viv, do you want to roll be prepared?
Sure.
If not, I can do my paraphernalia gear.
No, you're all good. Ah, it's stuck in my glove. No!
Right, you do have all that garbage.
Damn it.
Oh, God. Wait, you rolled preparedness again?
Yeah.
I was rolling preparedness. I got an 8.
Oh, boy.
For an extra coat.
It's inside the truck, more than likely.
It is. It's just back at the truck.
That's fine.
It says on a 7 and 9, I have it, but it's not there. It's going to take time to get it, so I guess I'll go get it from the truck.
Yeah, I don't think this takes you too much time. It's just walking back to the truck, which is wet. I will have you roll a sharp real quick as you sort of make your way there.
I got a 9.
9? Yeah, you sort of, as you go, you sort of notice that the shadows among the trees and other such appear to be getting deeper and longer.
Oh, that's never good.
And you almost seem to notice shapes walking among them. It's like, you can't quite seem to get your eye on them, but they're there, and you're not sure if they're doing anything yet.
They're just being spooky and ominous.
Yes, my favorite things.
Can I investigate? Investigate a mystery?
Yeah, take your time.
Something? Okay. That is an 11.
Okay, so you get to hold 2. You can roll, and you have a variety of questions to ask.
Alright, what is being concealed here?
If you had to guess, something, it's like there are various elements of the environment that are getting intensified by when you would gather some sort of spirit realm or other sphere. Basically, it's sort of like extra dimensions often are reflections of reality, and there's sort of a... It's easier for things to manifest in an environment that is similar to elements they align. In this case, it appears to be shadow and rain and water.
What sort of creature is it?
These appear to be spirits. You actually managed to catch a glimpse of a few of them. One appears to be a drowned-looking woman who sort of fades in and out. You can guess what exact myth she's from. Another appear to be turtle-like creatures, and you see what could be a horseman of sorts. It's sort of strange, like the anatomy is wrong, which, you know, given spirits and how they sort of operate, and given what you know of spirits, like the Ringmaster, that's usually saying something.
Oh dear.
Would I be able to call Alistair real quick, just to give him a heads up on what I'm seeing as I'm grabbing the coat?
I mean, no. Like, you could... Your phone is definitely working. You're terribly wet, but, you know, your phone is operational.
Okay, so I'm at the truck, get in the jacket. I'm gonna, like, wrap the jacket up underneath myself, I guess, to try and keep it as dry as I can.
Yeah, I imagine you have your own raincoat on, because it's...
Yeah.
You know, it was raining when you came here, so it's not gonna... And, you know...
So...
Although, you know, California, so... Rain's gonna vary.
So then I'm gonna call Alistair, and I'm just going to say, hey, just wanted to let you know, I got the jacket, found it, knew I brought it with me, but, problem, maybe. I'm seeing spirits.
Isn't it always?
And I'm kind of a little freaked out. There's like weird turtle looking thing, a lady. All in all, if you guys want to head this way, that'd be cool. Or I'm just going to run to get to you.
You're...
Because I don't want to be here.
No. Do not leave. Do not leave that truck.
Stay in the truck and lock the doors. Got it. But spirits can go through things, so I don't know how good of an idea this is either.
No. You're thinking ghosts. You're thinking ghosts. Those are incorporeal. Spirits can become solid. Spirit is just a creature not of the mortal realm. No. But staying in the truck and locking it, very good idea. Drive,
okay. Do I have the keys? That's my next question.
Roll preparedness.
Gonna make me roll preparedness to see if I did.
Just by this is really just a luck. This is.
Hey, look at that. I got a 14.
Okay.
You have your spare key to Alistair's truck, yes.
Oh, I was rolling preparedness with my shirt. Yes.
I think that basically, yeah, like Alistair basically thought, like, well, I locked the truck, so I gave these to you. So sorry, that might have just been a no dub moment on my part. But yeah, so you get in the car and.
I just figured he left it unlocked.
No, we're all kind of mildly panicked. We're also all, well, I don't know, I'm kind of protective of that truck. The point is that in that moment of panic, we all kind of went, It works in character and out.
Okay, so, yeah, as you start, yeah, so, of course, classic horror movie thing, starting the truck.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Cat, go down.
Yeah, you start most, yeah, you notice that.
On the floor.
Yeah, and I'm going to roll a die to see which horrible thing. Horrible creature of the other realms takes notice.
The fact that I take care of the truck has nothing to do. I keep the truck well done, you know, well taken care of. That won't help here, will it?
It's, it's like one of. I mean, you know, it's
horror. Yeah, horror tropes are in effect here.
Yeah, keep in mind
because fictional heroism. Yeah,
it's like, I mean, just like. I mean, you know, look at, like, what happened. We literally went up against a slasher with gore physics of similar variety of just overpressurized Hollywood sets. Like, that's...
Nope, that is fair.
That is... The rules are gonna apply. But yeah, so, in spite of Alistair's, like, OCD, compulsiveness about taking care of his, his key to American freedom, yeah, it's like, it's not working. And as you look out, you see, it's like, one of them has emerged from the tree line. It's the woman.
Why do I have a feeling it's like La Llorona or something?
That's what I was thinking, La Llorona. But, can I...
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so. Can I act under pressure to, like, get to the group or something? To, like, drive to the gazebo?
Yeah, this is... You're gonna act under pressure to get the car going, and from there it'll just be, yeah. So basically, we have to see if you can start the car first, and then you'll be able to make, and then, you know, what happens is gonna happen. In the meantime, you have a round, it's like, you have, play. We have to see how much fun this thing gets to have. So yeah.
Hopefully not a lot.
Okay. So, gonna roll. I got a 5. It's pretty cool. I'm gonna go ahead. Hey, I leveled up.
Hey.
Heck yes. I'm just gonna boost a stat real fast.
Yeah. So it's the engine is whirring.
Oh.
The woman is close. Oh. It's like, and the woman is closing in.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're welcome to roll. You're welcome to roll again. You don't get one. This isn't going to just determine. So you get multiple rolls on this because slowly approaching horror monster.
They do have that one speed.
Okay. I would imagine I still have Alistair on a speakerphone at this point. Just have it sitting in the car beside me because...
Yeah. You're... Oh, no. Like, you can...
I wouldn't hop off the phone, I don't think. So...
Yeah, you're still there.
I'm just going to say, hey, so your truck's not starting. One of them is getting a little close.
Excuse me?
It's not starting. I don't know, Alistair. I'm just gonna try again. That is a 7.
It's like, you manage, you're getting more. The creature is It's like, this unclean woman is currently just knocking on the window. It's like, Zay, would you like to be one of us? Yeah, and you can sort of gather that this is, you know, this is its own level of perturbing. But yeah, one more roll.
Okay. That is an 8.
Yeah, that's enough to let you sort of... Yeah, so she places a dirty hand on the window, and it leaves a mark. And you can practically feel the energy in the car almost start to go out. When the engine kicks to life, and the lights shine, and it is driven off by the noise and unnatural machinations of the machine, as you get the fuck out of there.
Sounds like a plan.
In not so many words.
No, that sounds like the exact amount of words needed.
Yeah, and you arrive. Yeah, you arrive, and yeah, the car is barreling down these roads. Mud and muck and all the leaves hitting everything. You pass by any number of malicious creatures that lurk in the dark, but none of them appear to be, it's like, have the ability of jumping onto the car, although you nearly have to swerve out of the way of a few of them that are just standing in the road, but you manage to arrive. You manage to arrive with your friends who are visibly shaken and equal parts relieved.
I think I'm just gonna kind of almost fall out of the car and just run over and toss the jacket at the kid and then just stand underneath the middle of the gazebo.
I was gonna say, I hope you parked it next to the gazebo so we can all pile in and drive.
Yeah.
So you were just like, yeah, so you managed to just step out into the dry area with...
Yeah.
It's like, you just parked in the mud, basically. There isn't really a road here. Isn't anything paved here, so you just sort of... It's like, so yeah, your mad escape was harrow. And you just sort of collapse on the floor, just shaken, perturbed, and from your near-death experience.
Okay.
Vivian tries... Yeah, so Vivian has made her mad dash out of hell. And just sort of emphasize how close this thing was to, you know, getting you. Yeah, the handprint on the window isn't the only handprint. There is the handle on the outside also appears to be dirt sullied by the spirit, by the creature's touch.
That's going to require a cleansing. Alistair just kind of stares over his truck in their vague general direction.
So, I imagine you are all aware that things are getting worse fast.
Indeed. Dear lovelies, I believe we should swaddle the boy in the jacket, get in the truck, and get to the Abbey? He says as he looks back at the building.
It's like, yeah, I'd say that's what I call the facility.
Any other ideas?
It's like, it's not an Abbey anymore, but it is... It was, but it's basic. But the name is still there, used because that's just what it's been known for years.
Gotcha. It's not consecrated ground anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Any better ideas? Any suggestions against mine? Questions, comments? We probably don't have a lot of time.
I think Vivian would just be climbing in the passenger seat and just buckling up, just like hunching down.
Okay.
Beep, beep. Vivian just...
Yeah, I'm honking the horn.
Vivian's just there, and she just hits the horn. Beep, beep.
Like, let's go.
Right.
I would curse, but there's a child.
Well, the child is unconscious.
Oh, okay. Then get the fuck in the car.
Right. Alistair wraps the child in the coat, gets the fuck in the car.
Yeah, so as you all pile in, and as Alistair, as you're driving away, I want you to roll sharp real quick.
Sure. What is my sharp? My sharp is decent. That is a 10.
You you sort of are just like, you know, you just instinctively glance at the mirror as you're driving, at the back mirror.
Yeah.
And you get a clear view of the pond.
Oh, Lord.
And you see a ghastly figure that appears to be wrapped in rags or sunlight, something of the sort, standing on that half section of boat that's in the water. It's like you see bright yellow eyes glancing out at just watching your retreat.
Is it holding anything?
It's no.
Thank God.
Wait, wasn't the child I saw in my vision have yellow eyes?
No, I don't think I gave him yellow eyes. But yeah, this thing is definitely full grown man size. So
not holding a lantern or a giant polling stick or, God help me, a scythe.
I mean, nope. It's just covered in bandages, cloth, or some ratty rag-like substances, maybe seaweed. You don't know.
Fair.
You can't really tell because the rain makes it kind of miserable.
Yeah, that sounds it.
Yeah, and it's sort of a... It's like, you're welcome to slow down for this, but I don't imagine you will.
No.
No. It's like, let's not find out what that thing does.
Alistair is many things. Crazy. Subtle. Stupid is not one of them.
Good. Good man.
He is driving pedal to the metal, four to the floor, up to the abbey.
Yeah, so you make your way through, and you see glance... I would like everyone to roll sharp real quick.
Again?
Yeah, just everyone else this time. You got your...
Oh, okay.
Your eyes are on the road.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
That is...
I got a 9 total anyway, so...
That's a 5.
I got a 10.
So, 5. Okay. It's like, Wesley, you are... It's like, you see so many things... And you are now shaken similarly, so as you just look at all these horrible, drowned, fish-like shapes among the trees and mud and water. And, Vivian and Peaches, what did you get? So, did Peaches give us a response, or?
No, Peaches hasn't rolled sharp.
Yeah, you get to see... It's like you managed to actually recognize some of these things. You're just in your many mythologic knowledge. One notable thing you see off in sort of a distance, you sort of see a large monk-shaped head. Like, you know, like a Buddhist monk. Just and a pair of large white eyes just staring out from what you imagine is a creek of some kind. And you recognize that as an Umibozu. Something that is definitely not Celtic, but... definitely known for drowning in water and general badness. It's like, that appears to, and it just appears to be eyeing you from the distance.
Okay. Safe to say we get up to the abbey?
You get up there and note significantly less activity as the lights come... As the lights of the abbey shine brightly.
Fair enough. I'm going to grab the child, and I'm going to run to the abbey door and start, banging on it. I'm going to try to get in if I can.
Hello. It's like, hello again. It's like,
right, remember when I said that we would be talking later? Well, now is later. We found the missing child. Can we please be let in before the creatures get us?
There's, what?
Let us in, please.
Okay. Like, I think you'll need to roll a manipulate someone just because the direness of this situation might not be impressed upon him yet.
Manipulate someone? That's an 8.
Okay, yeah. So I think it's like, it takes you a moment. I think that the evidence here to like bring you to do what he says is sort of to denote, yeah, you have the child in your arms and are, you know, soaking wet and miserable looking.
And I just point behind me to the things that are crawling out of the darkness.
It's like none appear to be in this area, but you know, it's like
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's just sort of like, all right, come on in. And, yeah, you managed to get back. You have made it to the Abbey. Safe, shaken.
Excellent.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Put together. I imagine that you can all take a moment.
Yeah.
To repair, to make. I'm going to give everyone a moment to rest. So, like, no matter what, you will all regain one harm.
Okay.
If for those of you missing it.
Dungeons & Pop is a tabletop variety show. The campaign you are listening to is a ongoing one-shot reoccurring characters campaign using the Monster of the Week system.